You said that you wanted to reset the relationship with Europe and with the review of the common fisheries policy. How are you actually going to reset that relationship? Because I believe, and it's truth to be seen, is that Europe actually stole our access to fishing from us before, as we were negotiating to join the European Union. So is that the relationship you're going to reset? Or are you going to go cap in hand and reset the relationship and say that, sorry, we weren't bold boys, we didn't do this weighing thing wrong or anything like that there. So I wonder, which relationship are you going to reset when you actually go there? Thank you.
Ishak?
It's a relationship that we have to, as a country, rethink in terms of the European Union. I mean, in terms of, you know, deputies earlier would have complained about the penalty points and the demand, but Europe has held back 25 million from our seafood funding, you know.
Over 100 million.
No, I'm just making the point, they've held it back because we're the last country to sign up.
They've got over 100 billion from
us. Basic frameworks. And we can't just keep going on attack, attack, attack.
Yes, we can.
Without a more constructive, in my view, strategic thinking around how we position the Irish fishing industry for the future. That's my point. And that's why I want an ongoing dialogue with the industry. Because we can all stay in our sort of position, you know, in our own particular sort of positions and keep firing out the same sort of assertions and so on, but not achieving a whole lot.